It doesn't matter what you've done in the past. It doesn't matter who you've been in the past. It doesn't matter if you was a stripper. It doesn't matter if you've been in prison. It doesn't matter if you're a fuck up. It doesn't matter if you've been a drunk. If maybe you've quit or been fired from every job that you've ever done in the past. It does not matter, because your past does not define you. Every single struggle that we get thrown in this life is there for a reason. We choose, when our soul comes into this lifetime, we choose all the struggles, all the hardships, all the obstacles, all the heartbreaks. Every single thing that happens to us is chosen by us in advance, so we can learn the lessons that we need to learn for the evolution of your soul. Welcome to the Your Soul is Calling podcast. I'm your host, Jade Seto, mindset and life coach, energy worker, and manifestation expert. And this podcast is really my opportunity to just say it how it fucking is. So, let's be unapologetic in stepping into our fullest potential. And let's be real. We all want to create a shitload of abundance and fulfillment in this life. I want this show to connect you with your soul. This is for the multidimensional woman, or maybe just the spiritually curious woman who is ready to go all in on life, business, and big, big dreams. So, let's stop playing small and awaken together so we can be free and get really real. If you're ready for expansion, big shifts, and evolution to unlock your gifts and speak your truth, to live your best life ever, then you have come to the right place. So let's get real, let's get raw, and start fucking listening, because babes, your soul is calling. Hello, and before we get into this week's episode, I just want to take a moment to talk about my 12-week Soul Shift program. We start on March the 1st, and I'm open, or we're taking applications and registrations now. So if this is something that you might be interested in, you can find all the links in the show notes to apply. And this is for you, really, if you feel like you are somebody who speaks negatively to yourself, or you have repeated habits or patterns of sabotage, whether it's new relationships, new projects, or new routines, whatever it is that you're calling into your life, or maybe you just feel like you're not where you want to be yet. If maybe you're feeling a little bit trapped or stuck in your current situation, maybe you don't like your job or any circumstances or a relationship, and you feel like you want to see a way out, but you just need to get out of your own way. And maybe, you know, maybe that's for different reasons why you can't. Maybe you're comparing yourself to others, or you're not quite sure what it is that you want to do. You need more clarity or a way to live in alignment. Maybe you get overwhelmed quite easily, or find that you resort to distraction techniques such as procrastination or perfectionism, or maybe you just struggle with motivation and willpower. So this is for you if you feel like you are trying to control the different outcomes of situations in your life because of fears of uncertainty, not knowing what's going to happen, maybe the fear of failure or fear of judgment, wondering what other people might have to say about you, and you know that it's holding you back and limiting you. If you feel like you have more to offer the world than you currently are, and you have a lot of limiting and negative habits, then this is going to be the perfect program for you to remove all that mental fear and limitation so you can create more freedom, so you can create more abundance, more harmony, or more fulfillment, peace, maybe inner trust. Trusting yourself might be an issue, wondering if you've made the right decision, or wondering if you're going to regret decisions that you've made. If you want more contentment, you want to experience unconditional self-love and worth so you can believe that you're worthy exactly as you are without fear, then this is going to help you to tap in to the real and authentic you beneath it all, beneath the surface. If you're ready to start becoming more powerful, more successful, and start embodying a higher version of you because you have that deep inner urge to uncover and reveal your true power that you know is inside there somewhere, or you're ready to just smash through whatever is blocking you or standing in your way, whether it's a mental or energetic level, then this is going to be the perfect program for you. maybe you felt like you've been ready for this before now and you've just been waiting for the right time. So if that is you, then the time is now, because there is never a better time than now to take control of your life with both hands, because ultimately you are in charge of how you want to feel every day. You are in control of what reality you choose to create for yourself. And I use the word choose because it really does come down to a choice. We can allow our limiting stories, you know, the stories that we tell ourselves, to stop us from taking action on a daily basis, or we can choose to overcome them. Our sole purpose is very, very simple. But what happens is we complicate things by searching outside ourselves for the answers that are inside, and we end up looking to the external for answers. But your soul is simply waiting for you to give it to the command. So what we need to do is learn what is holding us back so we can start to shift it. On this program, you're going to learn to know exactly what it is that you want, but also how to get it, so you can ditch people-pleasing, approval-seeking behavior and limiting negative behavior for good. So you can start living a life for you. And this is going to give you so much freedom, so much liberation and independence, because you're not going to have to feel like you are not good enough or you're not doing enough. Often our unconscious patterns and fears are what are holding us back. So once we really start to get to the bottom of it, we start to open ourselves to more opportunity without feeling overwhelmed with the change or the fear of not knowing what's going to happen, the uncertainty. You know, a lot of the time, the mental fear is what's holding us back from taking action. Once we let go of attachments that are keeping us trapped, that constantly leave us feeling disappointed, we can allow ourselves to feel empowered by everything that happens to us. And we can really start to feel like the universe always has our back. And that is going to help us manifest with so much surrender, ease, and flow. Once we make better choices with confidence, so if you're feeling that you lack confidence, or you know you need to cultivate more self-belief, then this is going to be the perfect 12-week program for you. It's 12 weeks of energy work, soul wound healing, mindset work, so you can really set goals and intentions that are aligned with what it is that you truly want, instead of conforming to what you think or believe is expected of you. Our self-sabotage and procrastinating ways can really limit us and take control of our life. And often our emotions control us instead of us having control. So if you're someone who really struggles to see your plans through, or you know, you just want to cultivate some more inner peace and live stress-free by creating more freedom in your life, then join me for 12 weeks of the Soul Shift program. We start on March the 1st, and I can't wait for this round. So if you're ready to join me, take a look, take a link in the show notes. I'm going to put a link for you to apply in the show notes. I have payment options available as well. And I can't wait to hopefully see you in the program for the next round. Hello and welcome to another episode of Your Soul is Calling. So I must apologize in advance. I'm not actually sounding my best right now. I'm actually recording this podcast from my office in my house in isolation because I've actually managed to catch COVID. So I haven't actually got it that bad, I'll be honest. A few aches and pains, a bit of a headache. I have actually lost my sense of taste and smell, which is a little bit bloody annoying. I'm not going to lie. I fucking love my food. I can't taste shit. So that's a little bit annoying. But other than that, I'm quite grateful, because I'm actually feeling quite good enough to record this podcast. Now, I actually contracted this COVID whilst I was in the middle of a launch, and I've just decided to go for it. And I'm not going to let that be an excuse not to launch the podcast or not to record what I need to record. So here I am with COVID in my office, about to bring you a really great episode, because this episode is really about how your past does not mean shit about where you are going in life. Your past doesn't define you, okay? And so many of us, we are kind of held prisoner and trapped because we believe that, you know, what's happened to us in the past is actually essentially who we are. And what happens is we get attached to the version of ourselves that we used to be, and we tend to use that as an excuse not to move forward, not to take action, and not to become the versions of ourselves that we are supposed to be. Now, remember, our soul comes here with a purpose and with a calling. And, you know, along the way, sometimes we are unaware of what that is and we get sidetracked, especially if you have some kind of trauma. You might get suckered in, say, into negative cycles of behavior, into drink, into drugs, into partying, which is basically what happened to me. But we have the opportunity at any single given moment in time to hit that restart button. We are given ample, infinite opportunities to restart and recreate different versions of ourselves and different versions of our life at any time that we choose to. Just because you have been a certain way, or just because you have acted a certain way for the rest of or most of your life or in the past, does not mean that you don't have the right or the opportunity to change and become someone new. And you know what? I am living proof of this. And there is evidence of people that are doing this everywhere around you. All you need to do is look. But what happens is, you see, we get kind of attached to our traumas and we get attached to our suffering and we get attached to the stories of who we used to be. And that can make it really hard when it comes to creating change in our life, especially when it comes to creating long lasting change. And we have this thing called the change cycle, which I do speak about quite a lot on my Instagram if you follow me on there. And if you've ever done any of my programs before, I actually talk about the change cycle in the first module, because, you know, so many of us struggle to create long-lasting change in our lives, permanent long-lasting change. And the reason is because we get trapped into something that we call the change cycle. So, you know, you decide, for example, and declare to the world that you are not happy with your circumstances anymore and you are not willing to take that anymore and you are going to change. So what happens is you decide that you're going to change and you get excited, okay? You initially get that first feeling of excitement or that hit of excitement. And then what happens is you encounter fear, okay? And you think, fuck, what could go wrong here? Do I really have what it takes to create this change? Have I really got what it takes? And then you start to reevaluate and you start to look at all the situations that you were trying to escape from. And suddenly, they don't seem so bad anymore. You know, you start to tell yourself stories and talk yourself out of it and be like, well, you know what? Maybe it wasn't so bad after all. Or, you know, if it's a bad relationship, well, at least he didn't cheat on me, or at least he's not as bad as the last one. And what you do is you create this story in your mind and you get change amnesia, where you actually believe that the change itself is scarier than the thing you're trying to actually escape. And this happens so many times. And what we do is we essentially talk ourselves out of changing and we end up back where we started, or retracting or going backwards. And we get caught in this loop of never ending change. You know, we never actually desire to make the change, but we never actually see it through. And, you know, just because we've been that way before in our lives doesn't mean that we need to continue being that way. And there's a reason why I've actually brought this up, right? There's a reason why I have actually brought this up. Because often the way to break the change cycle is to get really real, raw, and honest with yourself. And if you know me, you know I'm all about honesty, okay? So asking yourself, am I changing because I actually want to fucking change, or am I doing it because I think I should? Am I doing it to please myself, or am I doing it to please someone else? Because most of the time, we're not actually making decisions to empower ourselves, but we're doing it because we think we should be, or we're doing it because someone else told us that we should, or we're doing it because we think it's going to make our life better. But deep down in our hearts, it's not actually what we want. So really asking ourselves that question is a really big, powerful way to break that change cycle and figure out, do I even want to change? You know, why am I even doing this? And secondly, another thing is we get attached to our misery. We get attached to our suffering. Are you attached to your misery? Are you attached to your negative situations? Are you attached to your negative circumstances? Are you attached to your anxiety producing drama lifestyle, or the relationship, that drama relationship that, you know, you just can't seem to let go of? Because the truth is, you don't know who you are if you don't have that drama in your life, or you don't know who you would be if you wasn't complaining? Or what would you talk about if you wasn't moaning about how boring and about how shit your life was, about how much you hate your job, about how much you hate your boyfriend, about how trapped you are? You know, so many of us get attached to these scenarios, the drama, the suffering, the anxiety. We get attached to it. And that can mean that it's scary when it comes to creating a new version of ourselves. So I'm here to remind you today that that doesn't have to run, okay? You don't need to become attached to the person that you were. Just because you've been that person before does not mean that you don't get a chance to rewrite your story at any given time. Now, in my example, okay, I'm going to use this as an example. But when I was becoming a yoga teacher, I found it very easy to transition from, I'll be honest with you, I was a dancer, I was a stripper for a really long time. And that was a really big jump. We'll save that for another podcast, by the way. That was a really, really big jump, okay, from that to yoga teacher. But for some reason, I found that jump quite easy because I was dying to get out of my job. I hated it. And the only reason I was doing it is because I hadn't quite found my sole purpose yet. And when I started to teach yoga and when I started to fall in love with yoga, I really felt like I'd embodied and found my purpose and my calling. And I found something not only that I enjoyed, but something that I was actually good at. And I found that jump really, really, really easy. Okay. Now, most people would think that that would be a really difficult jump to make. But it actually wasn't for me. However, when I decided to transition from yoga teacher to life coach, that was so, so, so challenging for me because I didn't feel like I was good enough to become a life coach. I didn't feel like I was worthy of becoming a life coach. I didn't feel like I had any right to coach other people or help other people with their lives because of my past, because of where I'd come from, because I was a dancer in the past, because I used to earn money for a living from taking my clothes off, and because I used to take a lot of drugs, and I used to drink, and I used to look down on myself, and I just didn't have that self-worth that I really needed to push me to that next level and up level. And it took a lot of work of working on my mindset. It took a lot of removing a lot of different blocks. It took a lot of removing money blocks. It took a lot of work in building self-worth and really owning who I am unapologetically before I could actually make that jump. So that's quite a funny scenario, right? Because I felt like I was worthy of being a yoga teacher because I felt like I didn't need to be this kind of person in order to become a yoga teacher because yoga, yeah, it accepts everybody. It's a unifying, accepting kind of open and, you know, beautiful practice that was very spiritual. However, when it came to being a life coach, I felt like there was judgment and I felt like that was different. But the truth is, they were both exactly the same. There was no difference between any of them. The only difference was that my mind would allow me to make that jump from one career to another, but my mind wouldn't allow me to make that jump from the next career to life coach. So when it came to being a yoga teacher, I felt that that was easy. But when it came to becoming a life coach, that was where I started to hit my blocks. But listen, when you get that resistance, when you get those feelings of discomfort, that is a sign to lean into it even more. Lean into that discomfort because that's where the big shifts come. So I made a lot of shifts when I jumped from dancer to yoga teacher. But the biggest shifts in my life came when I decided I wanted to up level and become a coach, when I wanted to start to show people how to remove their blocks, when I wanted to show people how to remove their mindset blocks, when I wanted to do all of that stuff. That's when I started to really make those big shifts myself. That is where the big shift came for me. Because not only did I have to remove some of my blocks of not feeling good enough, not feeling worthy, I had to remove a lot of money blocks, but I also had to remove a lot of fear and a lot of negativity towards myself. And I had to open myself up with more self-acceptance and more self-love and open myself up to all these new things that I'd never experienced before. But the biggest shift came because I decided to invest in myself and hire a business coach. I hired a business coach called Megan Elaney. I signed up to her CAA. It's her Client Attraction Academy. It was a big investment of about $3,500, $4,000 at the time. And for me, that was probably one of the biggest, other than my yoga teacher training course, which was about $5,000, that was one of the biggest investments that I'd made. And I'll be honest, we'd just come out of COVID. I just lost a lot of my retreat work. I'd lost a lot of deposits on villas because I was running retreats around the world at that time. And I had about 5 retreats booked in for that year. And a lot of my money was tied up in deposits. I'd lost a lot of my yoga teacher work because a lot of the studios had closed. And I wasn't the most financially independent person at the time. I wasn't financially free. I actually was struggling a little bit. So to make a big investment as big as that, it was really risky for me, you know. I was actually really scared. It was really risky. But I did it anyway. And that is where I made some of the biggest shifts. Because often when you make the investment, that itself is the shift. Because not only was I telling the universe that I was deserving and worthy, but I was also showing the universe that I was completely committed to this path that I was laying out for myself, to this calling that I was feeling. My soul was just calling at me to do this. Because I've always known that this is what I wanted to do. I just had to remove a lot of blocks to get there. When I was a yoga teacher, I've spoke about this before, I decided to become a personal trainer because I actually decided to play it safe and stay in my comfort zone because I already knew the body, right? It was really easy for me to jump from yoga teacher to personal trainer. But jumping into life coach was, oh my God, one of the scariest things I ever did. And one of the biggest things I was scared of was I was so, so worried about what people were going to say and think about me. And that is one of the biggest blocks that we have when it comes to following our soul purpose and our soul calling, is that we are so fucking bothered about what other people have to say. We are so scared of other people's opinions because we've been so conditioned to people please and, you know, like want to impress people and care about what other people think and, you know, do all these things, that it actually stops us from living our dreams. It actually stops us from stepping into our full potential. It actually stops us from being who we are meant to be. So this is my point. I'm going to bring this back around full circle, yeah? It doesn't matter what you've done in the past. It doesn't matter who you've been in the past. It doesn't matter if you was a stripper. It doesn't matter if you've been in prison. It doesn't matter if you're a fuck up. It doesn't matter if you've been a drunk. If maybe you've quit or been fired from every job that you've ever done in the past. It does not matter because your past does not define you. Every single struggle that we get thrown in this life is there for a reason. We choose, when our soul comes into this lifetime, we choose all the struggles, all the hardships, all the obstacles, all the heartbreaks. Every single thing that happens to us is chosen by us in advance so we can learn the lessons that we need to learn for the evolution of your soul. So in spirit form, your soul can't really evolve the way it can as a human. You know, when we feel pain and when we feel suffering and when we feel joy and when we feel excitement and when we feel accomplishment, this is all part of the process because this all contributes to the evolution of our soul. And if you do not learn the lessons that you are supposed to learn, you will keep reliving a mistake or a lesson until you learn what you need to learn. And the soul chooses all of this in advance. So, you know, you can always cultivate strength from struggle. There is always a purpose in your pain. Every single failure is a stepping stone to your success. And every single hardship every single outcome, let's say, that every single outcome where it isn't the desired outcome that you wanted. Okay, that's probably the best way for me to say it. Got there in the end. But every time something happens and it's not really the way you wanted it to turn out, every time something happens and it doesn't feel that good or it hurts or you feel sad or, you know, you feel like your world's ended, that is all contributing to the evolution of your soul because you are learning lessons that are going to get you to where you need to go. And it's part of your journey and it's part of your process. You know, if I'd have known this years ago, I might have saved myself quite a lot of heartache. Because you can always shift the perspective of things that happen to you in your life. If you're going to look at life and every situation that happens to you, you're going to look at it as in, oh my God, I'm such a victim and this has happened to me and that has happened to me, then you're never going to really cultivate much effort or strength to move forward. And you're not going to be able to use that to propel you forward in life. Everything that happens, happens for a reason, because your soul chose it. And when you have these hardships, they are all contributing to the bigger picture of making you a stronger, more determined, more evolved, better equipped person to really go out there and fulfill your soul purpose and your soul calling, and to get you where you need to go and to become who you want to be. So if you are always going to feel like a victim, life is simply happening to you. When you start to shift the perspective of things that happen in your life, life starts to happen for you. And that's when you start to gain more control over the outcome of situations of your life. And you start to become more proactive instead of reactive. So you start to become on the offense or the attack instead of the defense. And when you do that, you are really pulling the strings and you are really navigating and directing the direction of your life. And it gives you more control over the outcome. So, you know, things aren't just happening to you. You are actually shifting and changing and creating. And that is when you are co-creating your reality with the universe, which is really what manifestation is. It's a co-creative process between you and the universe. So you can actually attract your desires to you. Manifestation is not just wishing for something, being toxic and fake positivity and hoping that the things that you want just land on your lap. It's about removing those underlying beliefs beneath the surface that are stopping you from becoming the person that you want to be. It's about vibrating in a certain way so you start to attract your desires to you. And when we start to shift our perspective on the different situations and the outcomes of our life, that's when we start to really co-create our reality with the universe, because that is what we all have the potential and the power to do. You are so powerful. You are so, so powerful. I'm going to say it again. You are so fucking powerful, okay? As humans, our consciousness creates reality. And according to quantum consciousness, the consciousness that created the universe exists within you. So I want you to just take a moment to really think about what that means. The consciousness that created reality, or the consciousness that created the universe, should I say, exists within you. So imagine what you have the power to create when the consciousness that created everything that exists around you exists within you. You can create everything that exists around you. You have that power by tapping into that quantum consciousness, by really removing those beliefs that are blocking you, by shifting those energetic blocks that are blocking you, and by understanding that it is even a possibility in the first place, is how you are going to co-create your reality with the universe. Every thought, every action, every single word you speak, every thought that goes through your mind, everything you do is sending out a vibrational frequency, a frequency of energy into the universe, into the cosmic web around you, that is weaving and directing energy and creating the reality around you. That's how powerful we really are. So when we really start to comprehend and understand our true power, that's when we start to own it and work with it. And that's when you can really make your thoughts, your actions, and your words work for you. So let's bring it back to how your past does not define you. So for me, for example, I come from a past of being quite destructive, I'd say. I had a lot of self-sabotaging behaviors. I'd say I more or less sabotaged everything in my life that was good up until the point when I went through my first awakening. And that was about 2016 when I went to Bali and I decided to learn to become a meditation teacher, a breathwork teacher, and a yoga teacher. And I immersed myself in a month-long intensive course and I stayed in Bali for a little bit longer and I kind of came back and things really opened up and changed for me from there. However, before that, I used to drink a lot, okay? I used to drink. I couldn't be with myself. I couldn't sit with myself. I was always like the the loudest person in the room. I was a bit of an attention seeker. I used to have not a lot of respect or self-worth. I didn't really love myself very much. And I used to kind of blame a lot of other people. I used to blame the situations that had happened in my life for the reason why I was that way, instead of actually owning it and taking responsibility. And I just want to remind you now that your power lies in your ability to take responsibility. I don't know if you listened to my episode on taking back your power or reclaiming your power, but I talk about it in that episode. And one of the biggest ways to reclaim our power is to really take responsibility and remember that we have the ability to do that. Now, I lost my mum when I was 29 on my Saturn return, actually, and it rocked my fucking world. I lost her to cancer. It broke my heart. Oh my God. It was just one of the most heart, soul destroying things that I've ever been through. And it took me fucking years to get over it. And you know what? I hit that self-destruct button. I hit that self-destruct button and I just couldn't seem to claw myself out of the hole that I seemed to have dug myself. I used it as an excuse a lot of the time to just keep cracking on and keep going out partying and to keep taking drugs. And I used to use it as an excuse, like, oh, but I'm so sad. I'm so heartbroken. I've been through so much. And you know what? I'm not trying to invalidate anyone's pain or trauma here, because it was traumatic and it was hard and I was sad and I had been through a lot. But I did use that. I got attached to that suffering. I got attached to that suffering and I use that as a trigger, really, to take me down a downward spiral. And I just continued further and further down and it just never really ended from there. Now, that's just scratching the surface, okay, of my job, me dancing. I mean, I did that before my mum even died. I did that from quite a young age. I'd been from job to job. I'd always tried to quit. I'd get a job in an office. I absolutely hated it because I can't work for anybody. FYI. I can't work for anybody but myself. And I'm a big believer. One of my soul frequencies, one of my personal ones is freedom. I'm a huge, huge, huge believer of freedom. For me, if you don't have freedom, you ain't got nothing. Honestly, freedom is everything to me. I hate the feeling of feeling restricted. I hate the feeling of feeling controlled. I just can't bear it. And every time I went and worked for someone else, that's exactly how it felt. So I'd last like a little while in a job and I'd end up back dancing and thinking, well, until I find what it is that I want to do, what's the point? So I'd go back dancing. And with that job comes a lot of drink. And with a lot of drink comes a lot of drugs. And this was just kind of like my lifestyle. I smoked weed every single day. Now I know it's because I couldn't be with myself, because I've been doing a lot of past life trauma over the past life healing on my traumas over the past 2 years. And I actually don't do any of that no more. And I can be with myself quite nicely. But I really realize now that the reason why I couldn't be with myself was actually because a lot of my past life trauma, which is why I had addictions from an early age. And also because of my parents breaking up and some things that happened in my childhood. You know, my dad kind of left for Malaysia when I was young and I thought he was going on holiday and that wasn't the case. And my mum got with another guy and it was, I wasn't quite ready and I was quite young. And yeah, it just didn't really, it's not really what I would say was a nourishing childhood. It was actually quite traumatic, should I say. And I had that was one contributing factor. I think a lot of past life trauma that I had, there was a lot of different factors, but you know, I had a lot of addiction problems from young and, you know, most of our addictions do come from trauma. Whether you just can't seem to not have a glass of wine at night, whether you need to have a cheeky spliff, whether you're turning to emotional eating as a way of dealing with your situations or your trauma, a lot of it does come with trauma because so many of us cannot just be with ourselves. And I was one of those people. I just couldn't be with myself, you know, and this is just the lifestyle that I chose. I'm not making an excuse for it. This was a lifestyle that I chose, but I went from job to job, kept getting sacked, fell out with my parents, didn't have a great relationship with my family, had a drink problem, had a drug problem, had a weed problem, didn't have any savings, didn't have any money. I was like really, really not smashing it. Had a lot of personality and a lot of fun, don't get me wrong. And I had a lot of fucking holidays. I had a lot of great holidays with the girls. I was always away because I was always trying to escape my life because I hated my life, if I'm honest, and I didn't really like myself very much. So, you know, a lot of this was basically what my life was for a really long time. However, I managed to turn it around. I went through an awakening process. I found yoga. I found my soul purpose. I found my soul calling. I found something that I loved. I found a beautiful man. I ended up in a loving relationship. And I turned it the fuck around, yeah? And I quit that job. I went over to Bali. I qualified as a yoga teacher. I come back, I quit my job, and I went into full-time yoga teaching, and I made it happen. And I am a prime example that you can do whatever it is you want to if you put your mind to it, you want it, and it is meant for you. If you believe in yourself and you find something you're passionate about and it sets your soul on fire the way yoga set my soul on fire, you can do anything that you want to do. Nothing is impossible. You are limitless. You are infinite. And you have every opportunity around you. Everything exists for you as an opportunity. Always, always, always. And I turned it around, you know. I turned it around. And I never thought that I would be, within a year, running retreats, living with my boyfriend, moved to Ibiza, living on a dream paradise island, doing what I love, and actually really happy, not taking drugs all the time, not drinking, like not doing any of the things that I used to do. And guys, I changed that in like within a year, right? Your life can change in a really, really, really short space of time once things start to move for you. The second that you get aligned, you get in flow, you start to believe in yourself and things start to work out for you, your life can change so, so, so quickly. And, you know, I'm a prime example of just how your past doesn't define you. And when it came to up-leveling and becoming a life coach, one of the biggest fears that were, you know, who are you to tell people how to live their life? Why would anyone want to listen to you? And really and truly, the reason was because I was transforming people's lives already within my yoga retreats, within my yoga classes. And I was a living embodiment and living example of how you can transform your life. So, you know, I was living proof that you can turn things around no matter what has happened in your past. No matter what has happened in your past, it does not define you. No matter who you've been in the past, no matter how you've acted in the past, no matter what people have thought of you in the past, it doesn't really matter. Once you believe in yourself, once you find that soul calling, once you start to understand that it can happen and it exists for you as a possibility, you can start to embody your desires. You can start to become the things that you want to become. So guys, don't wait until you've changed to make change. Start making change now. Don't wait for it to be perfect before you decide that you can become the person you want to be. Start doing it now. And on that note, I guess we will leave it right there. So I guess I've talked at you enough today, but I'm really looking forward to hearing what you think about this podcast, what you think about this episode, and I shall see you in the next episode. Hello, I can't thank you enough for joining me today on the Your Soul is Calling podcast. I hope you've had some inspiration and big takeaways from today's discussion. If you have, please rate and review this podcast because it really means so much to me. And let's connect on Instagram. Feel free to screenshot this episode, share to your stories, and tag me if you feel called to. I absolutely love sharing this podcast with you and I'm looking forward to connecting with you in the future. In the meantime, don't forget to listen to yourself, connect with yourself, and connect with your soul.